tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fiery Factory, premium Alaskan cannabis. Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary. Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Bing. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com. KOPASTE.com. Now, without further ado, here's your host, Sheriff.
Man, I think I have just beaten everything to death on Desmond. You really gotta hear this shit. Hold up. Oh my God, whew, I gotta take a breather. You guys do not understand what just happened. Alright. Fucking. So, to prep you, this guy, comedy, or girl, whoever, comedy memes, 599 on Instagram, is laughing her ass off and putting thumbs up to this.
Ninjas and black magic. Are not what I want with my pastries and waffles and caffeine and good vibes. Just saying. And on top of that, you got this dipshit bar at the corner right here with no insignia at all, no signage. And there's a little place on the end of it, inside of it. And that place is called Devil's Hideaway. And they serve food there. Worst fucking burger I've ever had in my fucking life. And they want you to save their view. Move the trees. Okay.
Cunnilingus dingus. So, have you ever had your DNA results done? I have. I was shocked to find out that I actually did have American Indian, whatever you want to call that. I just call it indigenous, whatever. It's cool to find out that you might have, like, just a little bit of something of this in you. And then it, like, inspires you. You never know, man. Like, the littlest thing like that might inspire you to have a whole different lifestyle. You never know. It could change your life. So, I'm not advocating, like, hey, you need to go get your DNA results done. I'm just saying, like, I did, and I thought it was cool. And so did the Hodge twins. I just saw the Hodge twins did that. Cool. Congratulations on that, guys. Find out where you're coming from. Find out who you really are, who you're really related to, you know what I'm saying? Find out what the truth is. So, let's talk about why I don't like counseling. I don't like counseling because you're telling your secrets to somebody you don't even know. And I've seen this have very adverse effects with many counselors in many situations. And politically, it doesn't work out for the best. So anyways, so now we're on the subject of psychology. We're going to also mix in some laws of physics. Well, what does laws of physics have to do with this? Well, whenever you have laws of physics versus depression, you can apply that in a way of what goes up must come down. So then if someone with an extreme high is having a really great time, they are bound to, at some time, have an extreme low. And this could be marked off as a bad day for somebody. Or, you know, it could just be a freak accident. Or it could just be like, what a freak. I don't know. Whatever. But anyways, it all depends on who's seeing that right there. You know what I'm saying? Man, what is real news anymore? Like, I don't even know. Like, I have to dissect everything I hear now. It's like, I didn't like dissecting frogs in school and shit. Like, why would I want to dissect my news now? Like, oh, that nigga's lying. That nigga's lying. That didn't happen. It didn't happen like that. It's such bullshit these days. It's like, it dates all the way back to 9/11. Like, Y2K, that was fake news. How much fake news have we really fallen for? Like, for real. what's real news anymore, man? Can you tell me? Because I don't know. Okay, what it shakes down to is, like, if you're like, what? You know what I mean? Then it's probably not true. You know what I mean? But if it's like, yeah, I can see that happening, then that... now, I'm not saying that you are a lie detector at all times, you know what I'm saying? But we are built-in lie detector people. You know, like, we're capable of that, right? We all got some kind of built-in lie detector. At some point in time, you're calling their bullshit. Whenever you're like, you know, okay, yeah. It's like, you can just kind of tell. You know what I mean? Instead of, like, it just stops you dead in your tracks and makes you fear for your life. And you think apocalypse is about to happen now. Apocalypse now. Apocalypse now. Boom, nigga. Ah, ah! You know what I'm saying? Like, no, nigga. Come on. It was Y2K like that? No. Did planes fall out in the sky and everybody died? No. No. Did your computer crash? No. Man, it just went to year 2000. I mean, like, hello? It's meant to compute, nigga. It's a computer. It computes. Anyway, so what's real news anymore? You tell me, nigga. You tell me. What's the news, dog? What's the news on them streets? You know. You know. Hey, so, like, I came up with this movie called Scandalous. And this movie was, like, the idea, like, I'm all like, is that what this show Scandal is about? Like, was that, like, a play on my idea? Like, somebody ruined my idea. I only told, like, one person about this. Maybe two. But I ain't tell that many people about this. You see what I'm saying? It was just whenever I was trying to bounce ideas and see what the other person thought about it. Because if it wasn't some hot shit, I wasn't doing it. So, you know? And, which leads me to another point. I'm tired of trusting all the wrong people. You know, I seem to attract damaged people. What is it with that? I mean, is it like... It was before... I don't even know, man. I don't even know anymore. I don't even know anymore. Man, let me tell you the idea about this Scandalous movie, though, real quick. Since they rip it off anyways. So, like, these people are in the woods, and they're coming up on some treasure and shit, right? Well, they find it. But it's because they haven't been buried or nothing. It's just above ground and shit. And so, but they know it's there, right? And because it's a holding spot real quick. And so they're trying to go and grab it and snatch it up. Well, it backfires on them, because then, bam, it gets gun-butted. You know, like, first you hear the cock of the gun, and then he decides to gun-butt him instead. Because, I mean, the motherfucker's frozen as soon as he heard the gun cock, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, that's how that starts out, and it's just a big war over the game of chess, you know what I'm saying? It's a game of the chest. And it all comes down to the game of the chess, nigga. It's the dope. It's the shit. It's the money. It's the shit. And it gets scandalous because, you know, people start cheating on each other and shit, you know, within the camps. It's all fucked off, dog. Way dramatic. Well, like, almost like way too dramatic. But it works. That's the thing, is that it works. And apparently it worked well enough to fucking pull off a damn TV show. I was only thinking of a movie, but shit. This motherfucker pulling off a TV and showing shit. And then not compensating me? Not giving me credit? No, I'm about to do. I'm about to call your bullshit on that. Because that's a little too scandalous, nigga. You know, I'm just tired of trusting all the wrong people, man. I seem to attract damaged people in all my relationships. Every single person, well, I don't know. Well, who am I to judge, though? Because it's like everybody's damaged. You know, in one way or another, everybody's damaged at some point. Now, that doesn't mean you need to go to a counselor and tell them all your fucking problems. Man, I just went in and I just tell the stories, nigga. I don't give a fuck. I'm just telling about all the shit that's just aching my mind, you know? I need to let it off. I ain't got nobody listening to shit, you know what I'm saying? You a counselor, nigga. You ain't a life coach. Well, life coaching versus counseling, what's that? You know, people make fun of life coaching, like, on TV even. And, well... I think, like, life coaching is maybe misunderstood. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Du-du-du-du-du-du. You know what I'm saying? So, like, life coaching is Okay, let me see what you're talking about. Okay, well, I'ma bust your story right quick because I done heard about enough of this shit. Whereas Calson is, right. And they're writing shit down on you, you know what I'm saying? Niggas are jotting notes on your ass, right? Like, as if they're not in the present moment. Right, you're like, hello, right here, hello? And they're like, nope. They're not gonna take soap notes afterwards. Nope. Nope. They're trying to do that shit right in your face, nigga. So anyways. Oh, all this shit seems so important to the counselor. All my job, industry shit, everything I do, all my shit, all my relationships, everything. So interesting, right? But I felt so welcome. Like, how could I not? I'm in a black atmosphere. Hello, black PayPal. Like, I'm hollering at your ass. Shit. Don't make me shake you down. I ain't even playing. Man, I shook that ass down for a turkey. They gave me a turkey, nigga. I was just like, what else you got? You know what I'm saying? Y'all giving me a turkey in this bitch? What else you got? They're like, oh, you want something else? Okay, here. Here, take this. Here, take this. Shit, I'm gonna take it all, nigga. What you got? I'm gonna take one of everything. Thank you. Thank you. Just saying. Anyways, life coaching is about story busting and helping you get to the, but it's in a polite way, which means I answer your question with your own answer, but you don't see that I'm answering your question, right? You're just like led to your own answers. And you end up answering it yourself. But the life coach can see the answer for you already. You see what I'm saying? And they're story busting. They're like, nope. Nah, that's not it, nigga. Nah. You need to let that shit go. You need to listen. No, listen to this because, you know, X, Y, Z. And then so then you prep them with that. And then you ask them a question, right? But it's a loaded question, right? What I mean by that, it's a guided question. And what I mean by guided is you still come to your own answers. We're not here to answer it for you. We're not doing the hard work for you. You know what I'm saying? We cannot do it for you once you leave, right? We can't do the work for you. And we know that. And so the difference with life coaching is to break that down in such a way to where you are faced with the answers. You cannot run from the answers. There's no a very good life coach will not allow you to run away from the answer, but at the same time, never steer you towards that answer. But just understand your psyche enough to ask you in just the right way for you to open up and understand and see for yourself. And it's when you have that click and that aha moment. Not just an aha moment, but it's so epiphany-like that you cannot deny it. It's euphoric. So, what's not euphoric, Ocasio? So we're gonna pretend we're Ocasio and sing our Ocasio song I came up with today. Ready? Like a hit? Here it goes. Sweep it under the carpet and hope it don't pile up. That's it. That's it. That's the whole song. Would you like me to sing it again? Sweep it under the carpet and hope it don't pile up. That's my Ocasio song. It's really a deliberocrat song. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, what is a deliberocrat? It's a goddamn Democrat liberal, right? Because they're all in the same boat. They all want the same anti-America bullshit, right? At least that's the way I see it. Well, all opinion aside, a deliberocrat in my mind is somebody who is obviously not middle of the road at all whatsoever. They don't care about the right thing at all. They don't want to do the right thing. All they care about is self-serving. It's a self-serving, self-sufficient status quo. It's not about the economy. It's about the status quo. Who's doing this in politics? Who's that? Who's the biggest rock star in politics? That's what it's all about. And that's the way you need to start looking at this. You really want to be a rock star? Let me see you mounting up into a position in politics. You want, hey, dog, quit asking that girl what her favorite position is. And ask her what her favorite position in politics would be. And ask her what her goals in politics are. What's your goal for the world, girl? That's gonna tell you a fake hoe from a real hoe, right? Because a fake hoe is gonna run from that question. I'm telling you, bro. They're gonna start acting like a chicken with their head cut off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just gonna be gone off the hook, just rotten to the core, right? You won't even be able to keep up. It'll just be like the worst mistake of your life, buddy. You know what I'm saying? The worst mistake of your life, bro. Like, don't do it. So anyways, speaking of the worst mistake of your life and chicken with a head cut off and a not right thing, and that's a goddamn deliberocrat, we're gonna talk about Hillary and the goddamn Moloch. Well, goddamn. You know what? It's sick in the head that we can't call this politically correct to address this at all in the media. Like, it makes my head spin. It makes me want to vomit. The fact that we can't talk about Hillary and the goddamn Moloch. Like, so I've got in my left hand Hillary and then in the right hand the goddamn Moloch. And then you put those two together and you put fire between them and then you shove a kid between it. And then you hear the kid screaming to death because, you know, hey, shits and giggles. Sacrifice to the Moloch because you're Hillary Clinton, right? Then you beat the drum, right? And this is some kind of sick ceremony. So the spirit of Yeshua and the spirit of Yahweh do not hear the screams or the cries to drown out their evil doings, their evil deeds, their dastardly deeds, their nasty doings. And how is it that I'm blacklisted from being able to address this in the mainstream media? You are sick. You are sick, sad, and pathetic. I don't know who you are, but you're a coward. You're probably Jim Murren, to be the biggest prick of them all. You're probably Jim Murren. And then, George Soros in the back. Man, you need to be locked up. Y'all need to be locked up. Hillary, man, New York City police, Chicago police, all y'all police, when are we, when, man, when? When? When are y'all putting the finger on Hillary Clinton and all the bad shit? When can we put the finger on Linkin Park? When can we address this? There's tons more that we're not addressing. I'm still finding out about all of this like every day as we go. It's just more and more rabbit holes, more deep rabbit holes, more rabbit holes. And I'm not complaining, right? Like, that's my life, right? But hey, dude, I'm kind of getting sick of finding out that there's more and more and more to this, aren't you? You are. You're sad of hearing this. I'm sure. I'm sure of it. You're sick of hearing this. Yeah. You probably, in fact, you probably rather hear about this on mainstream media than Ocasio. Yeah. Yeah. And her flatulent cow, yeah. Greenhorn, new, yeah. Stupid deal. Yeah. Yeah. Her big stupid deal. Yeah. What's your big stupid deal, Ocasio? Yeah. And I'm saying this to you calmly. Yeah. Like, goddamn. Like, I gotta hit the vape. Cause you a snake. The liberalcrats, man, they can't just do what they want.
I do what I want. Hey, I got big American pants. Hey,
man, crime and justice, dude. Serve crime and justice. Ocasio needs to be locked up. Never Ocasio. And I do my hand, my finger pointing like she does. Yeah, right. Never Ocasio. Never. Bad. Never vote blue. Bad. And you better watch these rhinos that act like they're Republican, but they're not. Like that whole Jeff Flake crap. Does he even say he's Republican or nonpartisan? Right? Like, get the fuck out of here, Jeff Flake. You know, Democrats need to snitch on other Democrats. That's what's up. Because, like, the fact that we even lost Dimebag and Vinnie Paul, man, what the? Y'all done lost y'all mind. You know, and then, like, Phil Anselmo throwing a tantrum on stage. Like, I know I already talked about this, but man, I'm really trying to drive it into your heads that Phil Anselmo threw a tantrum on stage at Ozfest in San Bernardino. He threw a tantrum on the mic. Please back me up, Corey Taylor, Joey Jordison, anybody. Are you out there listening? Sean Z, man, ask them niggas. Phil Anselmo threw a tantrum on the mic in San Bernardino, California. I'm telling you, bro. I had this nightmare one time. And this nightmare, I got murdered, bro. I got shot in the stomach. Like my dad. So my dad shot himself in the stomach for attention. How fucked up is that? That's so stupid. The shit people would do for attention, right? Sad, sick, pathetic, bipolar people, you know? Sad. It's very sad. Especially when they all in politics. So stupid. You stupid. But all murder nightmare aside, you know, like, what happens when you free speech on campus? Oh, this is a hot topic right here. What happens is you basically get kicked off of campus or threatened to be thrown in jail if it goes too far. They can get up there and say, no guns, no guns. Pink panty this, pink pussy that, right? But you can't get up there and be like, you know what? Fuck that. You cannot heckle their shit. You can't. You just can't do it, bro. They won't let you. It's totally Clinton machine. And if you know what I'm talking about whenever Bill Clinton starts talking about the Bohemian Rhapsody, right? Whenever I'm talking about Bohemian Rhapsody, I'm talking about the Bohemian Grove. And he goes, Bohemian Grove? Isn't that where they both fuck each other against tree? Oh, I think you need to go there. Right? Well, that guy that said that, oh, Bohemian Grove, in the crowd. Oh, yeah, he got ejected. He was being ejected. Why? Let the man speak his piece. I want to hear the conversation go down. You know? If this dude is up there and he's representing me in politics, I want to hear this conversation go down. Change my mind. See, so yeah, what happens when you free speech on campus, dude? You get bullied. You get bullied. You get beat up these days. That's so stupid. You're so stupid. Golly. That is so dumb. I'm a big stupid ape. And I can beat up anybody I want. Oh, yeah? You think you're so tough, tough guy? Huh? You know what I do to tough guys? I pants them niggas. You know why? Because I've seen that shit on YouTube and that shit was funny, dog. Maybe it's even on Facebook. Who gives a fuck? That shit is funny, nigga. He thought he was gonna fight. He just got pants by the dude that he was gonna fight. Yeah, like how you even walk away from that shit, you know? So let me get down to the Las Vegas shooting crime scene. I'm sorry, but whenever you start a crime scene and you first start getting there, you start trying to survey it, you should for one, survey it. You should for two, mark it off as a crime scene and not move the dead body until the coroner gets there. And I mean, I'm just gonna leave it at that. And so like, then after that, they go and clean up the crime scene. They cleaned it up. They were back in business the next day. It was sick. But all crime scene aside, let's talk about Dan Bongino right now. So, this is golden. This is just priceless. On his freaking feed, he posted something. And then this girl named Molly Jong Fast, whoever this is, right? Bingo Bongo, unblock me. What does this mean? And he says, I had to see you get destroyed for poking fun at a cancer victim. You're a sad, sorry human being and a dope to boot. You don't even know who John Bachelor is while being paid to cover a conservative conference. What an imbecile. Then Montel Williams says underneath him, Dear Dan, such a tough guy you are that you even blocked my publicist. And then he said, Montel. And I said, and you're such a cool guy, and this is to Montel, and you're such a cool guy for flat out denying my volunteer work during hashtag VA search days. Even though you DM'd me for help, I helped, and when I put your name on the list of people I performed some kind of work for, you act surprised to see your name, then reclused when I replied. Don't feel bad though, Bongino. I'd block his publicist too. This publicist admitted to me over the phone that he talks to very bad people who admit to him that they've done very bad things, which obviously goes without saying that he hasn't alerted the authorities about any of this. See, Bongino? They've got this magic trick his publicist taught me. Act an ass all you want, then just simply issue a public apology, and the whole thing just disappears. Gee, I've been doing it wrong all these years. If only I would have known what an apology really can buy me. Haha. And I'll have you know that Ocasio was asked about running for president, and she said, how about no? So I said, never forget, she said no. No means no. And I told Dan Bongino, Donald Trump Jr., and Mike Pence, no means no. She said no. Ocasio said no. So I'm like, To those of you whom are not rich, if you annually made $10 million or more, would you support Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's proposal? She wants to impose a 70% marginal tax rate if you ever end up making that much money in your lifetime. You understand the math here, right? A, I support her. B, I do not support her. C, she should be deported. Or D, I think she's a terrorist. Yeah, nobody voted on that one. It's anonymous and everything. It's anonymous as fuck. But now we've reached the point where we're going to just talk nothing but smack about Ocasio. And I'm quite tired of Ocasio's crap, so I made an Ocasio ACAP news article. ACAPNEWS.com. Ocasio shakes her pom-poms for fake news propaganda. And then it has a picture of her with fake news written across her chest, and she's in Phoenix Suns cheerleading outfit, but I edited the emblems out. And so, but it says fake news across the chest of her outfit, and it's got her face on it and just looks nasty. And it says Rep. Ocasio, and she's shaking her pom-poms. It says, it's a sad, sad world we're living in when politicians who swore to uphold the oath not only swears in with one hand on a Quran, you know, a Muslim Bible, but also swears allegiance against the country they just swore they were going to give their life protecting. With that said, is swearing in on a Muslim Bible like crossing your fingers when you're lying? It's starting to feel like more people are seeing the truth behind the powdered eggs and fakey-bakey politicians afloat that just don't seem to quite fit in. Then it's got Ocasio with her, it's a pig, and it looks like Babe looking over the fence, and it's got her face with a pig nose and her lips are red. You know, so like you could put lipstick on a pig. I said, faking bacon, anyone? The hardest pill for any hardworking American these days ought to be the Socialist Democrats pumping their Jersey Shore fists to the dying pulse of our gold standard, all the while shaking their pom-poms to the pulse-barked rhythm of ripping off Wall Street markets in an effort to crash our entire freaking economy. How's that for democratic, self-serving Nazi agenda? Fuck off, Ocasio. The only thing you're accomplishing is showing your cards way too soon and making a fool of yourself in front of my entire posse of political constituents, not to mention in front of the entire world, might I add. Word travels fast, especially in these parts. Just ask Joe Lombardo and Jim Murren if you don't believe me. On second thought, don't. They're a couple of crooks up to no good. That won't do you any justice. Nope. I'd like to take a second to meditate on help for veterans that are thinking about taking their own lives. Thank you. I love you.
This now concludes our transmission of Sheriff Says What's Up.
Yahoo!
Thanks for listening, and we hope that you've enjoyed your time with Sheriff and that you'll share this with your friends.
Yahoo!
This broadcast is brought to you by
the Smoke one for me, bitch!
Podcast also made possible by the Apothecary in Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary.
Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste.
Oh, I need some
all-natural toothpaste,
man.
That knockout paste.
I got some funky butt breath going on.
Make sure that you visit kopaste.com. KOPASTE.com.
Just do it!
Hey, man. You ever heard of that one crazy lady, what's her name? Rodham. HRC? Yeah, that's her. Hillary Rodham Clinton. Yeah. Isn't she just a crazy child sacrificing fucking wicked witch? Jesus.
Jesus. They want to hear me say Jesus. So I say Jesus Christ. All right. That's what you want to hear? All right. Jesus Christ.
Hey, man, I just want to thank y'all for coming around over here down to my podcast and shit, man. I put a lot of editing into this one. But who am I? I'm the Easter egg!
And that's what's up, nigga.
Yeah. It's the end of my podcast. Now I do what I want. I'm a deliberate guy. I do what I want, when I want, when I like, when I like, when I want. I do what I want, when I like, what I want. I'm a deliverer crack. Deliverer crack. Yeah.
Quack, quack, motherfucker, you whack. and I'ma take that bitch slap back, cause I'm not even gonna waste my time or my breath on you. That's why I'm just chill this summer too, and watch me fly all through. What in the Malibu? Shit, nigga, boo, I see you. What you gonna do, bitch? That's right. I could freestyle now, cause I do what I want. I'm a deliberate crack, hey, I do what I want. I'm a deliberate crack, hey, I do what I want. The liberal cracks, what? They do what they want. They get that money when they fucking won't. They just asked the president, but now he says he won't. What they gonna do? What they gonna do now? What they gonna do? What they gonna do now? They all screwed. They all screwed now. Yeah. You goddamn deliberocrat. That's right, motherfucker. You best step on back. And take your chance to rap it the fuck on back, nigga. Cause I'm sheriff now. What's up? Pin the fucking star on me, dog. What's up? You Pepe the Frog, nigga. You can't smile, nigga. You can't smile. You Maxine Waters now. You can't smile, nigga. You can't smile. Wow, shit. Man, what kind of fucking world we living in? You can't smile and you gotta act like Maxine Waters. They not welcome. You tell them, niggas. They not welcome. Not welcome. Like, damn, what is she fucking like? Like, American History X now? Is she gonna be calling for curb stompings? Hey, come and get your Maxi Water curb stomping, yo. Hey, I'm for real, nigga. I'm for real. Where are y'all going? Hello? Where are you going? Stop. Okay, I got your... Dude, hello? Okay, now I got your attention? All right. Well, guess what, nigga? Fuck, man, I don't know. Like, where should I take this? I'm just, like, yelling into the mic at this point. Come on, man. Give me something to talk about. Oh, well. Fuck it. I guess I'm officially out of shit to talk about. Man, how? This ain't even a podcast anymore, nigga. I'm rapping on this shit. Like, what the fuck is this, man? Now I'm smoking a bowl at the fucking Easter, with the Easter egg. Yeah, with me. You gotta smoke a bowl with me. Whatever you say, bro. So, anyway. Hey! What?
Can I eat your brains?
No, you cannot eat my brains, dude.
But I want to eat your brains. No, you cannot eat my brains, dude. Nope.
Not at all. Sorry. Sorry, Buster Brown.
But, what if I ask Eddie?
You want to eat Eddie's brains?
No, stupid. He had no brain.
Well, then what's up, nigga?
No, I asked Eddie to eat your brains.
My brains? Dude, you're not eating my brains, dude. I done told you, bruh.
Look. Okay, look. My name's Zomboy. And I eat your brains if I wanna. And I wanna eat your brain.
Look, bro, I'ma smoke this bowl. And if by the time I'm done, you get your hands off me, bro.
No.
You get your hands off me, bro.
No.
You don't want to find out what these hands do, nigga.
What?
I'm telling you. You put hands on me one more motherfucking time, you stupid-ass zombie. I'ma put hands on you, even though you nasty and I don't... Stop, nigga, stop touching me. Stop.
His breath is much tasty. It's so fresh. Hey, what's up, boy? Nothing. First you die, bread. Then you die, fun. Die, bread.